Part 1B. In this part, you will hear 10 short passages. Each passage will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passages and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin.
Number 11.
The woman responsible for bringing the Red Cross Medical Organization to the United States was a nurse named Clara Barton. In Europe, the Red Cross was originally set up to help soldiers in wars. But Clara Barton thought that it could also be useful during natural disasters. When the American Red Cross office first opened in 1881, it helped with disasters like forest fires and hurricanes.
Question. What did Clara Barton do in 1881?
Number 12.
A kind of garden called a food forest is becoming a popular way to grow fruits and vegetables. Food forests have several layers, beginning with grains and herbs, and ending with bigger plants like berry bushes and fruit trees. Once grown, the food forest takes care of itself, just like forests in nature. After a few years, the gardener has very little work to do, and a well-planned food forest can supply fruits, vegetables, and herbs for many years.
Question. What advantage of a food forest does the speaker mention?
Number 13.
Western University is well known for its outstanding agriculture program. Every summer, 10 students are chosen for an internship at a local organic farm. The job requires a lot of physical work, but most students say they enjoy the opportunity to work with professional organic farmers. Although the internship doesn't pay well, it gives the students a chance to ask questions while they're working and gain valuable real-life experience.
Question. What is mentioned as a particular advantage of the program? Number 14.
The Erasmus program is a popular academic exchange program in Europe that allows European students to study at other European universities. It also sends professors and university staff to teach and work at partner universities. However, it is not open to all European universities. Institutions have to obtain permission to join. This serves to maintain the quality of the program's education.
Question. How is the program able to maintain its quality?
Number 15.
Good morning, class. Next Monday, instead of my usual biology lecture, we'll be having a guest speaker, a former graduate student who took this course 10 years ago. Last year, she spent several months on a research ship studying coral reefs. She'll be making a 30-minute presentation about the findings for us. Afterwards, there'll be a Q&A session to take any questions you may have for her.
Question. What will students do in next Monday's class? Number 16.
Last year, a group of our students entered the National Engineering Competition and designed a car made from recycled plastic. We are proud to say that they won second place, with first place going to a robot designed by Farpoint University. I'm organizing our college's team for this year's contest. We're planning to develop a new system for collecting rainwater. If you'd like to participate, please see me during my office hours. We still have 3 openings on the team.
Question. Who should visit the speaker? Number 17.
Smart mobs are groups of people in which those involved utilize current communication technology to come together briefly, perform some specific act, and then disperse. The acts were initially light-hearted, but they have become more and more political. In 2009, during the G20 summit, 2,000 smart mobs gathered in 100 countries to demand attention on climate change. In the 2011 Canadian election, youths organized smart mobs to signal that they were politically engaged.
Question. What does the speaker imply about smart mobs? Number 18.
A recent survey of first-year university students revealed that a large percentage of incoming freshmen had difficulty managing their budgets even before their first semester began. While most of them planned well for things like tuition and housing, many overlooked other expenses, such as textbooks and lab equipment. The study also found that students usually prefer to take on a job to pay for these expenses rather than borrow money from a bank or apply for financial aid.
Question. According to the survey, how do many students prefer to handle the problem of unexpected expenses? Number 19.
I've read the majority of your papers. While there were a few good ones, frankly, I was surprised by the number of you who failed to provide enough sources for quotations and information taken from other authors. Anytime your writing mentions an idea that is not your own, you need to indicate, either in footnotes or your bibliography, where you took that idea from. You should all know this by now.
Question. What does the speaker say about the students' papers? Number 20.
The giant Pacific octopus is the largest species of octopus in the world. Despite having a short lifespan of just 4 years or so, these animals are intelligent and have excellent eyesight, which makes them good hunters. They catch their prey with their long arms and inject a poison to kill it. Because these creatures do not live in groups and are hard to track, scientists are not sure how many of this species there really are.
Question. What does the speaker imply about the giant Pacific octopus?